Shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on.
I live on 75 acres in cottage country. I am surrounded by forests and lakes. It's a beautiful place to live. We have several animals, dogs, chickens, horses, and I love walking in the back forest, being close to nature. We have called this little piece of paradise Sealy Forest after the names or the first initials of my daughter and son. Living in the country also means that sometimes we don't have access to utilities as we would if we were in the city. Not long ago, I was sitting in front of my bathroom mirror getting ready for bed. Suddenly, the lights went out. It was pitch black in my bathroom, and you can imagine what it feels like to be a woman with no hands and feet trying to feel her way to the light switch. Now let's take a moment and think about that. Why is it that the first thing I did was try to find the light? Most days I feel disabled enough, but if you take away my sight, I am in a very uncomfortable darkness. Doesn't darkness always make us feel uncomfortable? But it is the light that brings us comfort. So as I slowly made my way to where the light switch would be, it dawned on me. Firstly, I was thankful that this happened in my bathroom, not in a strange place where I wouldn't even know how to access anything. That would be very difficult. But secondly, as I tried to turn on the light switch and nothing happened, I couldn't help but laugh at myself. Why is it that every time the lights go out, I still walk into every room and switch on the light switch? I know the power's out. I know the light won't come on. And yet, that habit is so deep in me that I find myself trying to turn on the lights. Is it because it's such a habit? Or is it because I'm so uncomfortable in the dark? Or is it because I need to rely on that light rather than rely on the light that is within me? When power failures like this happen, our family all runs to the same closet and pulls out the same candles we have used for 8 years. That is how long we have lived away from the city and in the country. Those candles will light the way for us and are our preferred method of light until we have power again. Isn't it amazing how it's not until we stand in the dark that we realize how much we rely on that light source? 2,000 years ago, Jesus stood on the Mount of Olives and gave the Sermon on the Mount. He called us to shine like a city on a hill, not to hide the light he has placed inside of us, but to let it shine bright to glorify our Heavenly Father. When I was a little girl, I used to lie in bed and I would feel this tugging on my heart. A deep voice that would say, "I have called you to shine." But at that time, I didn't know the gospel. I was never able to truly understand that calling until the day I was awoken from a coma in a hospital bed to find that my hands and feet had been amputated, the most darkest and inconceivable moment of my life. The first thought I had was of my children. My 5-year-old daughter and my 3-month-old baby boy had been the light of my life. The moment I came to the realization that I needed Jesus to carry me through this inconceivable trauma, well, it was then I felt the calling to not just shine, but to shine on and shine bright. And it wouldn't be my light I would be shining. For the first time in my life, it would be his. And by overcoming this in Christ, I would have the opportunity to share this story and to encourage others, including you, to shine his light. That was 10 years ago. Since then, God has taken me on the most amazing journey. I live every day of my life without hands and feet. I am so excited to share how I have found Jesus in the smallest of tasks and in the biggest of challenges. Mountains. Friends, once we get our shine on, we do not want our lights to go out. So we are going to explore what it takes to persevere and shine on through the dark. I can't wait to dive into God's word with you. After all, it's a light to our path and a lamp to our feet. I'm excited to laugh and to even share a few tears together. So join me every month for your inspiration to shine on.
Shine.